Donald, just a quick word. A great last stage for you. Made up a lot of time there, back in front.
Yeah, we needed to do it. You know, the first two were on the wrong tyres. It started to rain. We were in a hard slick, and we just were hemorrhaging time trying to stay on the road. But yeah, last one with a good cut now. We give it a fair push in there.
Any work to do in service?
No, no. Just a tyre choice, if somebody could tell us what the weather's going to do.
Great. Many thanks. Donna Kelly there as he heads to service. So he is the leader with three stages to go in the Jule Donegal International Rally. Well, Manus, as you predicted, a ding-dong battle.
It's all that, Chris. We had a great run over the first two. Well, the first one was treacherous. The second one had a good run in Atlantic Drive. And that last one there, I don't know, at the start, I just didn't get on it properly, but through the stage, then I did well. But fair play to Donna, he gave it a good lick there now, and he walloped a lock of time back.
You're incredibly relaxed, smiling away. It's only a doddle.
I love a good battle, Chris, this year. That's what it's about, isn't it?
Fantastic stuff. And how's the car?
Car's 100%. Yeah.
So flat to the mat for the final three.
Well, it's going to be exciting for everybody.
Right. Manus Kelly, thanks very much. So is a head on to service. Let's get a word with Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who are in third place. Well, Gary, your assessment of things so far today?
Worst to worst. We tried a new tyre out there, and then it rained on the first two stages, so we dropped 40 seconds. I think Alistair might have creeped ahead of us there for third now, but we're just trying to creep through now and get to the finish, you know. Just keep going for the sake of keep going here now and get to the finish.
So effectively a battle for third, really?
I don't think it's really a battle. It's just going to, if Alistair wants it, he can go on. We're happy enough. We're just going to get through now, no more damage. We're bad noise in the back diff, but hopefully this is the last service now. We should do the last loop, and that'll be it.
Alistair, just a quick word. That drive over Atlantic Drive, incredible.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. You know, classic stage, and it's one where the car worked really well. We were able to carry a lot of speed, so definitely remember that one.
So third place is up for grabs.
I think we'll have to stay concentrated on staying ahead of Sam here. That's the main aim. If it comes, it comes, but if it doesn't, we want to win the R5s.
Great, many thanks. Alistair Fisher there. And we'll get a quick word with Sam Moffat when he comes in. Sam Moffat with Carl Atkinson alongside in the Fiesta R5 in a real battle between these R5s. And Fisher pushing Gary Jennings hard for a third place as things stand as they go into service in Milford. But Sam Moffat, of course, the leader in the Tarmac Championship. So points at stake here. Well, Sam, your assessment of things so far today?
Lucky to be here, to be honest. We had a massive moment in that last one there. We hit a bank and we went up on two wheels and went down the road a few yards on two wheels, balancing, and I thought she was just going to tip on over on her roof, but I don't know, it was a quick reaction or what. It came back down, thankfully, so we're here.
So good to be going into service. Time to regroup.
That's it, absolutely. So we'll see what we can do from here.